Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You didn't bring enough for the whole class, huh?
Oh, the lunch?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Chicken enchilada baked today.
I mean, Kang.
Very good.
He's making Mexican food. He's going to bring it in the next day. He knows it's going to trigger.
Yeah, that's Gator. You know that's Gator soft spot, man.
Well, first of all, I didn't make it. My wife did. And secondly, it was just leftovers from last night, and I had enough for just me.
What's next? You're going to bring out a cart with all the fixins, like, you know, the tomato, sour cream, yeah, the taco meat. The
shredded cheese.
Yeah,
that's a tremendous idea.
Make it right in front of him.
Yep. He's an adult.
That's true.
His own lunch.
Well, adult-ish.
Yeah, fair.
Just saying, you know, smelled good. Was it good?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not done.
Compliments to the chef.
She did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you let her know I was complimenting her on the enchilada bake. Maybe she might want to make a little
I actually think this is one of those prepackaged deals you can get at Target, where all the ingredients come in one bag and you just take it home and mix them together. So it could be pretty easy, Gator. Should jump all over that.
Can't believe you're undercutting your wife's cooking.
Yeah, it really wasn't her then, was it?
I mean,
no, it really was.
It's really what Doug's saying. It's like anybody, any monkey can do it, is what Doug said.
She did the work, but no, it's not an original recipe. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I'm not going to lie to you.
You should.
She made it from scratch. We actually we have chickens in our backyard, and we slaughtered them and made the chickens out of them.
Whatever. I ate Chick-fil-A.
You did have Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring enough for the whole class, did you?
Nope.
Yeah. Not feeling quite as guilty now. hey, look, man.
I didn't bring it into school, though. I kept it at home.
This is true. So we said we'd bring you new information on what is just a sad and morbid day around Metro Detroit after the shooting yesterday at Oxford High School. And we opened our show discussing it, and certainly our deepest sympathies to everyone attached to that, from the victims' families to all the students and families, the teachers, my God, the teachers and teachers everywhere for the work that they do, and how this is, I mean, there's not a school in our area that isn't talking about this and revisiting their policies, and it's a tough, tough profession that's made even tougher by events like this. The first responders, Brian Abel, reporter for Channel 7, tweeted out a link to an interview on CNN with updated information from Sheriff Bouchard. 30 shell casings were recovered from the school. Investigators have recovered writings that contain some of the shooter's thoughts. Video inside the school apparently shows the 15-year-old suspect shooting through a number of barricaded doors. It's chilling. It's absolutely cold-hearted, murderous. Those are the quotes from Michael Bouchard, the sheriff. Gator, it's just, it makes everything else we're doing here feel insignificant, but we're trying to do our best just to keep people up to speed on the news. We use most of the first hour to allow people to vent and just share their thoughts. But we will pass along any new information and certainly continue to pray for those that are fighting for their lives. Were victims of the shooting.
Yeah. 30 shell casings, huh? That's, wow. With a pistol. And kid went in there with a purpose.
You just read it, Doug. The intent to kill.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. There's no gray area. It doesn't sound like there's any gray area.
It doesn't sound like it. Let the investigators do their jobs, but yes. Doesn't sound like there was any gray area. And moments ago, Dan Campbell, the Lions coach, opened up his daily meeting with the media with a very emotional remarks.
Well, you heard, we played him earlier with Dwayne Casey from the Pistons and Jeff Blashill. Blashill was emotional speaking after the Red Wing game last night. I don't think it's going to come as any surprise that Dan Campbell is emotional about this.
And
too.
To round out the all four major sports, AJ Hinch tweeted out 3 hours ago, sending my youngest daughter off to high school this morning brings a lot of emotion today. Stay strong, Oxford, Michigan. So yeah. We've heard from all four.
Well,
in some way or the other. I mean, it's horrible.
Yep. And we continue to pray for those, again, who are fighting right now for their lives, because this is just a it's unspeakable tragedy. And we said at the beginning of the show, it felt like we live in an America where this happened. This hasn't happened in Detroit, a shooting in or around a school in the Detroit area for some time. 2009, I think it was Detroit Central High School that the Detroit News reported. But as far as any sort of mass shootings with intent just to, you know, murder or injure as many people as possible, this hasn't happened in the state of Michigan to the point where we just felt like it was only a matter of time, because it was only a matter of time before it happens. It feels like everywhere, which is a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Okay. So look, the sports world goes on. We talked some Tigers last hour. I mean, they're expected to announce the Javi Baez signing today. If this is it, by the way, how do you feel about the offseason?
I'd be fine with it, because as much as we talk about, oh, we can add this and this and this, we all get so caught up in needing to fix everything in one off season and let's compete right away. And that's really not how things are done, because every year there's a new crop of free agents that can help your team out. You don't have to do it all right now. They are obviously working with a budget in mind, and we'll see where this goes. I think already by my math, and you know my math is always suspect, but between trading for the catcher, signing two free agents, and then agreeing to terms on the eight arbitration-eligible players, they've added roughly $65 million to the payroll in one off season. Now, I know people have been critical and said that Chris Ilitch isn't going to spend money. If you don't think spending $65 million in the offseason is taking that step in that direction, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's a payroll that was around $80, $83 million, somewhere in there, prior to these offseason signings. So now you've jumped well above the league average. You're in the top half of the league now when it comes to payroll. And you're being smart. You're being responsible. Would I love it as a fan if they went out and did something, made a bigger splash, sign Carlos Rodon, the starting pitcher, bring him on board? Yeah, that'd be awesome. And maybe that's a move that can happen, Doug. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a smarter move to make than talking about, wouldn't it be great if they added Correa to the mix too? Like we're talking about in the second hour. But I think there is still moving to be made if they want to, but they don't have to. I think if you want to, find somebody that's going to help out the bullpen. If you've got a bullpen arm that you can get that you know is a major upgrade over what you have, go get it.
Meantime, we talked about the Red Wings. They won last night 2-1 with a outstanding performance from Alex Nedeljkovic in goal. Filip Zadina scored. Only goal they allowed was on a 5-on-3, and the Red Wings gave up, was it 43 shots? They got outshot
42 shots.
They got outshot 42-16 last night. 42-16. The Pistons on the road lost to Portland 110-92. Something's starting to happen, though, with Cade Cunningham, as he had probably the best game of his career. 26 points on 10 of 13 shooting. It went 5 of 7 from beyond the arc, 7 rebounds, an assist, and 3 blocks, 1 steal. This is, you know, that's the kind of thing that when that becomes the norm, now you're talking about a player living up to where he was drafted, and that was a pretty darn good game for Cade Cunningham last night. Unfortunately, in a losing effort, but a pretty darn good game.
They look terrible. That team
looks
terrible.
As a team, yes.
I mean, yep. Cade Cunningham last night was a nice game for him. He knocked down his shots. I think it was 10 to 13 for the field. He knocked him down. He looked good. But as a team, they look completely disjointed. They look leaderless. They I mean, what other words do you want to use? They're terrible.
If I were to pick one
thing. They're 4-17, and they're not close to winning games.
If I were to pick one thing that is most disturbing, it's Sadiq Bey's inability to hit a perimeter shot.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, you're singling out one guy because you expect things from him because he made a bunch of three-pointers last year, and I get it. They need somebody, anybody, to step up and make a three-point shot besides Cade Cunningham. Get this man some help. You talk about leadership? That's why I kind of think they need a veteran guy to come aboard. Jeremy Grant, he's only, what, 26, 27? And he's only starting to get his feet wet. He's only starting to become an all-star caliber player. So maybe he's not the guy. And this is where, remember,
and he's picked his game up a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But
they need somebody else. And this is where we were talking about. We were surprised to see the latest odds on who would be the first coach fired, right?
Yep.
And it was Dwayne Casey was leading that. And we're like, huh, that's interesting. We didn't expect that. But if they don't show progress and improvement, I think he needs to start to worry a little bit because, yes, we know where the team's at, but they're in a build up now. The rebuild is, you know, that has finished. When you got Cade Cunningham and you had the three players last year, now you start to build up. And if they're not getting better, if Sadiq Bey is getting worse, right? Or if there's no leadership, he's the leadership. So, yeah, you want to see some progress, and it's not happening. They're a bad team other than Cade Cunningham. What else can you say?
We talk a lot about with our teams locally because they've all been so bad recently that moment where you've reached the bottom of the pool and you start to spring back up towards the surface.
Yeah.
And the Red Wings definitely have done it. The Tigers have done it. The Lions are settling down at the bottom of the pool right now, right?
Yep.
That's where they're at. The Pistons, I thought based on the way they played last year, where they started, they would play great for 3.5 quarters and kind of lose things at the end. They just couldn't learn to win. You thought that they were okay. We hit rock bottom, but we're starting to flex our legs to spring upward. Well, they're 4-17 to start the year. There's only one team that's worse than the Pistons right now, and that's Orlando. Houston, and it's because Orlando has, a 4-18 record. The Pistons are 4-17. Houston is 4-16 with their heralded rookie. So all three of these teams are awful teams. They're all going to be picking again, and they'll all be in the lottery again. But it's frightening to see how bad it is because we were depending on Sadiq Bey, because we were hoping that year two we're going to see better things from Killian Hayes. And you see flashes. He knocked down a three-pointer last night and looked completely competent on that one play. But nobody else. People are just floundering on his team. I mean, are we seeing too much of the Jacksons? Or, you know, not enough of this guy? Or what? There just isn't a team there where last year you did have the veteran. Derrick Rose was so great for this team, and he was, I think maybe we miss how good he was for the team.
He was in a lot of ways. Yeah.
And to Kang's point, do they need a veteran? Yeah, they need a veteran to help this team out. But maybe the whole coaching thing. I'm not giving up on Dwayne Casey yet, but I'll tell you what. I got to start looking at when that point is. And
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!